thanks for choosing GoldSeek.com Radio as a trusted business and investing news source. Today's featured guest, David Morgan, the Silver Investor. David Morgan pens the Morgan Report, covers economic news, topicality, financial health, global economy. Welcome back, David Morgan.
Well, thank you, Chris.
We're a global village now. Borders have completely evaporated. I mean, we're seeing that right now on our own border. We are an enclave of fiefdoms. Tim Draper, you know, Silicon Valley, he purchased a $50, $75 residency card in Estonia. A group of several hundred people who just said, look, you know, I need to have residency outside the United States. They're offering me services I can't have. Unlike any other time in history, it's a global issue. It's no longer going to be possibly confined to Paris or Venezuela or Zimbabwe. And here's a perfect example. The two global superpowers, China and the United States, built on a Mount Everest-sized pile of toxic debt. It works until the music stops. Do you see anything on the horizon that could stop the music here? And what might be the implications for a global economy?
A real long shot, but I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it, would be, you know, the shutdown of the U.S. government that, you know, Trump has kind of made a you know, I don't know if he's made a big deal, but he's mentioned it. That's, you know, happened, and it just, it's a ho-hum, big yawn, you know, nothing burger. And that'd probably be the case even if they did, quote-unquote, shut down the government. However, let's just take it a step further that some unforeseen, unplanned consequence happens due to that system. I think a more important one would be a one-off anomaly in the cyberspace, either a cyber attack or some threat that breaks through security at a high level, like a break into the Pentagon or break into whatever. I think those are the biggest threats that we face that are all of a sudden, I mean, you know, and these things have happened, you know, with the amount of personal data taken from these huge websites that have, you know, multiple, you know, like the one, I forget the name, but it was the, one of the banking, systems that had, you know, their huge database taken. So you gotta be careful. I think that's a threat. We're so dependent on the electronic system that anything that disrupt that, even in an area, like say it was able to say that we were hit with a cyber attack in a major financial center like London or New York, and that was manifest for a number of days, like 2 days or 3 days. That alone would have a disruption that would be cause a waterfall decline in all the markets, and it would really put a lot of fear into the financial system. And that's something I don't think people talk about much. Now, again, I hate to put on that hat, oh, I'm a fear porn and I'm this and I'm that, but I'm a thinker and I don't rule it out. And again, chance favors the prepared mind. So if you can prepare mentally that, you know, if that happened, you know, what would happen to you or how would you react or whatever, a lot has to do with the attitude that no matter what happens, I'm going to make it. Things are going to be okay. People live without electricity. You know, we've only had it for whatever it's been, you know, 100 plus years. It's not like it was, you know, through, as far as I can tell, and even that could be questioned because of this rewriting of history. So I'll turn it back to you.
You brought up an interesting little anecdote that you probably didn't even intend to. One of my favorites, Benjamin Franklin, in his simplicity and pragmatism, but as well as his brilliance, many people use it, but they don't really realize that the verbiage was, I think, 200 or 150 years ahead of its time when he said, chance favors the prepared mind. He was forward enough to realize in order for us to regain our independence and our personal freedoms and liberties, we will have to hang together or we'll most certainly hang separately. Very forward-looking there on many levels. For example, you lose power for 3 or 4 days. Most people don't know what to do. You know, we have 2 generators here and solar panels, but that's from many run-ins with the unexpected. And when the chips are down, we forget just how much leverage electricity gives us, whether it be the kitchen, you know, entertainment, relaxation, or, you know, heat, warmth, electricity. So you make some really good points. But again, yeah, we'll skip the doom and gloom. We just need those pragmatic tips. Why don't you give people, as we wrap up here, your assessment on 2019, what you see ahead? What are some of the roadblocks, opportunities for investors?
2019 is becoming a year where we see more balance. In other words, the stocks are overvalued by any metric, so they're coming down and being revalued to probably a more meaningful level. In other words, where they're coming back to fair valued rather than overvalued. Gold, highly undervalued. I think you see gold moving contra to the market, as I keep saying, and be more moving toward balance. I don't think they'll be balanced in 2019, but I think you'll see a change. I think you're going to see a sea change going from, you know, paper assets back in the commodity sector. Oil and energy particularly plays a very important role, as you just mentioned. And I would like to mention to the listeners, your listeners, that I am starting a new report called Energy Stock Profits. It's an aggressive strategy where you get monthly income from option strategy and also longer-term investments based on our stock picking ability. But that's something we can look at further on. It will be launched next year, so I don't have much more to say about it. It'll get people tuned up that we'll be having that.
Why don't you give folks an idea of how they can navigate their browsers and just what they'll find there?
Sooner or later, you're going to need the Morgan Report, whether it's the free version, which you can get at www.themorganreport.com, get on our free list, or the paid version, which is on that website. You have to scroll down on the subscription window and read basically the sales letter, see what you get. You can continue right on marching as with your head down and not awake and aware, which is not this audience, but many out there. If you continue right on with the same place, you're going to get what you always got. And when this thing hits further, you will consciously or unconsciously realize that we have got a massive, massive change in lifestyle coming ahead of us. And it's something to be looked at as an opportunity rather than something that's going to, you know, take you down. You just, again, have to keep the correct attitude. So you have the ability to, you know, sign up to the Morgan Report now for free. And later on, as you probably have a greater need, subscribe to the full service.
So I want to wish you a very happy new year.
Thank you for having me.